This is Rabbi Nissan Elbrun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Tuesday, March 12th, 2024. We'll finish Yud Tes Amud Beis 19b, the third section. It's the blue text. So yesterday we had said, right, the Chachamim and Rebbe are arguing about whether the first Adar is 30 days or Chodesh, right, and that would result in the argument about whether we send out messengers for Adar Sheni, right? The Gemara asks, I understand, it's either 29 or it's 30, but either way, we know which one it is, Adar Aleph. We shouldn't need to send out messengers for Adar Beis. Amar Rav Papa, says Rav Papa, no. The one who says 30 days, for sure. But Manda Amar Chodesh, the one who says it is a month, right? And therefore, that's Rebbe, that we send out messengers. That doesn't mean it's specifically 29 days. What that means is Ratza Chodesh, Ratza Shloshim. It could either be a 29-day month or a 30-day month. And therefore, because they have the option, we have to send out messengers for other Sheni as well. Now we have a story of Heid Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Mishum Kala Kadisha Dirushalayim. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi gives testimony in the name of the great holy congregation of Jerusalem. Al Shnei Adarim Shemekadshin Osam B'yomi Burehem. Right, that both others, Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni, we were Mekadesh that Chodesh on the day that we could, in theory, extend it, right, day 30, which means that instead of extending it on day 30, we're Mekadesh the next month, right? Which means, says the Gemara Lameimra, the Chaseren Avdinan, right, that we, each month has to be a Chaser, because if you sanctify the 30th day as the next Rosh Chodesh, each previous month is 29 days. But Malayin Lo Avdinan, right, we do not make them full months of 30 days, because then you would be sanctifying it on the day after, right, you add for the Ibur. And that is La'afuki midedarish of Nachman Bar Chizda, right, that is to the exclusion of that which of Nachman Bar Chizda taught. And what did he teach? Hei Rav Simai, that Rav Simai testified Mishum Chagai Zachariah Malachi, right, but in the name of Chagai, Zachariah, and Malachi, right? So that's a great, that's like a great, they used to have a battle royale in WWF, right? In the World Wrestling Federation back in the day, right? You have the great Kahal of Yerushalayim, which is Chagai, Zachariah, and Malachi. I like it, right? So they testify on Shnei Adarim, that on both Adars, Shim Ratu Laso Shnei and Malayanos, and you want to make them both full months, Guzun Tehei, knock yourself out, 30-day months. Shneim chaserim, you want to make them both chaser, right, which literally means missing 29-day months. Make them both 29 days. Great. And even if you want echad malev echad chaser, you want to do one full and one missing, meaning one 30-day month, one 29-day month, you can do that too. You can do whatever you want, right? V'chach hayunogin begola, and that was indeed the practice in the diaspora. Umishum Rabbeinu Amru, right, in the name of Rabbeinu, we say, La'olam echad male ve'echad chaser. We always do one full and one missing. Ad she'yivad elad, right, shehuk barosh chodesh bizmanu. Until we can really know that it's set in its time, we always do one full and one, lacking one 30-day month and one 29-day month. Shalchu le Mar Ukva, so they sent to Mar Ukva, other hasamuch le Nisan, the other that is close to Nisan, right, the one preceding the month of Pesach, la olam chaser. It is always going to be 29-day month, excuse me. Okay, so wait a minute. Meister Rav Nachman, now comes with a question. Al shnei chodashim mechalon es haShabbos. Right, there are 2 months upon which we will not only send out messengers, but we will be mechalo Shabbos to do so. Right, that's pretty wild. Right, if they, people need to go and to get, right, we'll actually be mechalo Shabbos in order to do this. Right, now this is all, you see the new month and you want to get to Beis Din and tell them what you saw. You can literally be mechalo Shabbos. You can violate Shabbos in order to go to the Beis Din and testify about the moon. What months are those? On the Nisan, the Al Tishrei, right? You can do it for Nisan, and you can do it for Tishrei. Now, if you're, right, what the Gemara's question is going to be, which we'll see next, well, I'm going to just read it actually, and then we'll get to the question. If you want to tell me that sometimes Adar, the Adar, right, the Adar before Pesach is sometimes full and sometimes not a full month, Mishum Hachli Mechalalina, therefore, of course, you have to Mechalal Shabbat, so we get it right. Right, but the continuation of the question, which we'll again read inside tomorrow, is if Mar Ukva is right that the Adar before Pesach is always Chaser, we'll know it's 29 days, and we'll know when Pesach is. Why in the world should somebody be Mechal Shabbos to tell us when Pesach is when we already know? That's a very good question. To see that question inside the Gemara and the answer, please come back and join me tomorrow, because this concludes our learning for today.